Chapter 5. Problems for Stephen and Ben. The boys go to Grandpa's shed and take two spades and some gardening gloves.
We'll be hungry. Let's take some food with us.
Ben runs home to get some food. He returns with a bag. In the bag are apples, lemonade and chocolate biscuits.
Have you got the map?
Asks Ben.
Yes, it's here,
says Stephen.
Let's put the map in the bag.
The boys walk to Mrs. Marsden's house. Then they go to the oak trees behind the garden wall. Somebody is watching Ben and Stephen, but they don't know it. Mr. Harvey is hiding behind a tree. Mr. Harvey followed the boys to the oak trees. His face is very serious. Ben and Stephen dig all afternoon, but they don't find the coins. They eat all their chocolate biscuits and apples and drink all the lemonade. They're very tired and frustrated.
Let's stop digging, Stephen. We won't find anything.
No, we must continue digging,
says Stephen.
We will find the coins. Don't worry.
Suddenly, Ben's spade hits something hard.
The coins! I found them,
says Ben. Mr. Harvey is listening. He's excited. He moves closer to the boys.
I have to get the boys away from this place,
he thinks.
Then I can take the coins.
But Ben was wrong. He didn't find coins. He only found a dog's bone. But Mr. Harvey doesn't know that. He's thinking about the valuable Roman coins. Mr. Harvey walks towards the boys. They're surprised to see him. Mr. Harvey smiles at the boys. He says,
I've got something interesting to show you.
Ben is suspicious.
I don't want to go with Mr. Harvey,
he says quietly to Stephen.
Don't worry,
says Stephen.
Mr. Harvey is okay. Let's go with him.
Mr. Harvey takes them to Mrs. Marsden's shed. Suddenly, Mr. Harvey pushes them inside. Then he locks the door. Stephen and Ben can't get out of the shed.
Thank you for your hard work, boys,
he says.
You found the coins for me. Now I'll be rich.